Hello there on this April 17th, 2024, the Wednesday of the third week of Easter. Father Charles speaking from Baltimore, Maryland. Today's the focus of the readings is our calling to proclaim the good news of the risen Christ, wherever we may be. A phrase that is common to our English language, when the shepherd is killed, the sheep will scatter. That's the common phrase in our English language. This image is very biblical, points to the delicate balance between the presence of the shepherd and the security of the sheep. We remember when persecution of the Christians began in Jerusalem, the first Christians scattered throughout Judea and Samaria. And today we hear in the Acts of the Apostles that the followers of Jesus endured great persecution after his death and resurrection. Nevertheless, they had the strength and conviction of their faith to keep on preaching the good news of the risen Christ. The visible witness of their ministry to the sick, their casting out of unclean spirits, were signs of the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit working through them. Even amidst much persecution, the first Christians were able to rejoice and the church continued to grow. In today's first reading, Stephen had been put to death for his faith, and Saul was still carrying out his campaign of destroying the church in Jerusalem. Yet what seemed to some to be the end of the church was in fact leading to its expansion and strengthening. The Lord made use of the persecution to spread the faith to places where otherwise it would have taken longer to hear about Jesus. Today's first reading shows the deacon Philip setting off on a one-man mission to preach the good news of Jesus to the Samaritans. And we might ask ourselves, just what does all this say to us today? The witnessing of the first apostles calls us to question the strength of our own faith and the strength of our conviction to give witness with our lives. The way we treat the poor, how we bring comfort to the sick, how we show compassion to those who live in fear. All of this shows how deeply we believe in the gospel that we have heard in our own lives. Our mission is the same as Philip's, to be ambassadors of Christ. The way we behave in our own lives should be a reflection of his Spirit working in us. As Jesus said in the gospel today, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. Jesus came to lead us to the Father and to eternal life. We pray that we may live out our own lives in accord with God's will, reflecting his own goodness and joy and peace, and moving us ever deeper in union with him. We continue to pray. Our Lady of Perpetual Help, pray for us. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Amen.